won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Ah, the beautiful white stuff. Yes, it's time once again for another edition of Right at Home, brought home to you by University of Iowa Community Credit Union, your community, your credit union. And we are joined, as we are every Friday morning at this time, by local realtor Bon Vivant, entrepreneur, man about town, plays Monopoly with real buildings, Matt Cardzolotti.
It's not a game. That's the key thing to understand about it. It's not a game.
Are you going to get the little top hat and the little thing where you get to run to the bank with the beauty contest thing?
No.
I think you'd look good in that.
Thanks. Yeah, it'd be different, that's for sure.
It would be.
No.
Snow.
I know, right? And that snow is it's actually a huge part of the economy of real estate, which is kind of a strange thing to imagine, but...
Yeah, if you own a chalet in Aspen, maybe.
No, just about everywhere. I mean, any place that gets a kind of predicted amount of it. I mean, snow removal is, especially from an income property perspective, right, from that monopoly perspective, about thinking about what it looks like for expenses and just managing that snow. So a high snowfall year could actually be such a dramatic expense for that income property. Continued maintenance of it, especially depending upon local regs around it. Like it's like downtown. I mean, what was the city of Grinnell is what 5 hours after snowfall on downtown sidewalks, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So you got 5 hours to get the snow off the front of your sidewalk.
That was 8 hours.
I think it's five because I just heard Shockley talking about it this morning. But
you can believe him.
Yeah, where's he from? No, but that same kind of thing, right?
Right.
Which is, and so then I think it's 5 daylight hours, but
yeah.
But still, that's you know, instantly. So if it's snowing continuously, I mean, you're still going to have potentially 2 to 3 snow removals over the course of a day, on the same property. That adds up if there's a lot of snow. And then like it's removal, even for like the city of Grinnell's budget, for example, right? I'm just to pick on Grinnell for a little bit. Just think about the city of Grinnell's snow removal budget. And when we end up with a significant snowfall, what happens downtown, right? Where do they push all that snow? Right into the middle of the street, right? And then in the, over the course of like the evenings, over the, you know, 2 or 3 days, or whatever, that gets scooped out, hauled out, and taken away, dumped off someplace else to melt. That's actually incredibly costly because just the cost of like pulling that snow out from the curb and just making a windrow with it, making a pile, versus to have to go back in and go bucket by bucket by bucket and haul all that away and dump that into a dump truck. And if it's not a city dump truck, then they're paying for an independent contractor. They're paying for somebody else's truck to be able to haul that away. So, one of the things that most people don't realize is once you end up putting, like rock, for example, right? Let's say you get a load of gravel or, you know, rock for your driveway. And the most expensive part about that rock isn't the rock. It's the truck that got it there. And so, like, these expenses add up for that, you know, commercial property or multi-use investment property, whatever you want to call that, that can make a dramatic effect over the course of the year of that property's income status. So... right.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's just one little thing. But a lot of things kind of that go with that. So I know, for example, there's actually markets based on around snow removal. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm not talking about just real estate, but there's actual market. It's a commodity to be able to take a gamble on for. I know the city of Chicago has a thing about it every year, right? It's like, well, the Chicago snow is going to be this, and the almanac saying that, and we're kind of guessing right about here. And then there's actually kind of a market kind of gamble with that. But
snow futures.
Right. I know, right?
Well, the market of snow futures is falling
today.
It's snow
futures is more like it. But yeah, so yeah, no, the snowfall makes a huge difference. Makes a huge difference in operating expenses, obviously, not just for a city, but especially for those commercial properties that have to maintain them to a certain degree. I mean, all of us have been guilty of it at some point when it comes to our homes or sometimes our businesses. But I always say that we all try to do the best that we can, right? And hopefully those who aren't will at some point because we've done the same, which is like, make sure you get your sidewalk shoveled, right? That's a huge deal. get it clean. So you don't have the liability of somebody falling down in front of it, number one, because that's kind of scary, especially if that's your responsibility. And then, and sure, you might be saving a couple of bucks, but really, are you? Especially if someone's injured, or maybe the city comes in and actually completes that work because you failed to do so. And I'm pretty sure their bill is going to be quite a bit more than, you know, either yourself taking care of it or your contractor, your snow contractor. But, you know, the really, we're all guilty of it at some point, right? It's like, man, I didn't get my sidewalk shoveled. You know, there's 30 people walked on the sidewalk already, you know, and I've got the compressed snow snake. I got to try to scrape off the bottom of it.
I hate that part.
Yeah. But that's like one of the reasons where whenever you get downtown, when you get to these commercial places and you're like, wow, the rest of the city is like, this is snow everywhere. And then, you know, within we get to these commercial areas or these, you know, within these business districts, and you start to notice, like, yeah, no, this level of snowfall here, snow removal here, it's advanced. And it is not just because it's required, but it is also for in the terms of liability. So, No, I mean, and that's just what real estate is, right? Real estate is it's the aggregate of all the things that affect those properties. And so as a person's looking for those properties, maybe if they're looking for a commercial or multi-use or you know, multi-residential or industrial, whatever, and that buyer is going to want to see a pro forma, and they're going to also want to see the total expenses, incomes, right? So they can actually say, well, you know, this is a gross income, this is a net income after all of these expenses. And that snow removal that's a line item every single time, man. That lawn care. Especially when you get to parking lots, I mean, that's a massive thing. That's a significant chunk of money. I mean, think of the expense, for example, that, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to pick in Grinnell College, but I'll say like Brownells, who has like, or Geldwin, they have these gigantic lots, right? Huge lots.
Right.
And every time it snows, which is arbitrary, you know, there's no way, we can't really predict when it's going to happen or how much. I mean, we kind of think they can, right? Or they think they can. And we all tune in, and hopefully it works out. But but still, I mean, those folks and those contractors are basically working until it's done, and they're paying a premium to make sure that that happens, just to be able to have a place to park. And so the economics of snow removal is, when you get further north, it's also a huge deal. So you get up into Minnesota, you get up into Wisconsin. I mean, if you're in Door County, and it's snowing constantly with lake effect, and we're not talking about 6 inches or 3 inches at a time, where if it's a lake effect region, which is it's an effect where the cold air blows across the open water of a lake, and then it actually crystallizes and then actually comes to the ground and precipitates right there. And it can do that voluminous, like feet at a time.
Yeah, you always hear about that up in Buffalo, New York, with lake effect snow of 3 to 5 inches, 3 to 5 feet.
3 to 5 feet, right. Yeah. Now imagine that being part of the economy of just owning that piece of property, of just having to think of, like, oh my gosh, I actually have to prepare for how many feet of snow? But yeah, I mean, there's a perfect example. It's like, you know, look at like something along any of that lake effect region around the Great Lakes and what that kind of number looks like. Obviously, the further south we go, we got a lot less kind of a concern for snow, right?
Although I will tell you that when there is snow.
Oh, then it's catastrophic.
It is catastrophic, and because nobody is prepared for it, and that's when it's an issue, because then it's right. Like, how do we get rid of this?
Well, I mean, imagine if like all of Arizona suddenly magically sprang, you know, like the same grass that we have in our yard, right? And they all had to mow it. Nobody would know what to do. Right? It would be that same kind of, obviously it's not going to stop traffic the way snow does, or, you know, probably a significant loss of life in an environment that doesn't receive very much. But I mean, making those kind of radical preparations, right? I mean, that'd be really hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, snow is a big factor. The sidewalk maintenance is a big factor. And especially if your property is listed for sale, I mean, even more reason, man. I mean, shovel your sidewalk, shovel your steps, put down some salt. I mean, you're having like a real estate agent who is insured in bringing people through that property. So the last thing you want to do is like that buyer is looking, is you don't want them to have an accident. right? You want them to want to buy that place. You wouldn't think about it, but there's no way that anybody would really consider it, but people fall down quite a bit showing houses. I've fallen down actually a couple of times, but elderly kids, or people just not paying attention because they're not familiar with where they're at, step in the wrong place. And so, as an agent, you get kind of prepare for that. I even watched a guy like walk directly into a ceiling kind of pillar once, right? Going down the stairs because he was too tall and the stairs weren't quite as tall and just like took it all.
I think we looked at that house when we first moved here.
It's possible. Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. But
basement where I couldn't stand up completely straight.
Oh, that's probably 30% of the city of Grinnell. But
I couldn't believe that they had the drop ceiling in the basement and it's like I couldn't stand up straight.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just not going to make fun of you. Making sure that like those places, those areas are safe is really important, not just for yourself, but for anybody who's coming through there. If it's listed for sale, by all means, man, take care of it. Even if it's like your back deck and it's for sale, and are you just going to shovel a path through it? No, shovel the whole thing off. Let them see what it is they're looking at, right? Buying a winter wonderland isn't necessarily what people are looking to do. They're buying what's underneath of it, right? They want what's under the snow. So kind of like you, right? You don't necessarily want the snow. You just want what's underneath of it.
That's it.
That's right.
Absolutely. But ironically enough, I bought my house when everything was covered in snow.
Yeah, and you moved in an ice storm, yeah.
My neighbors were covered in snow. Had I known. But
right.
Anyway, there you go. You're right at home with Matt Cargiulotti. We'll crunch some numbers right after this.
University of Iowa Community Credit Union is the number one mortgage lender in Iowa. That's because they offer low rates, no 1% origination fee, and 100% financing. For residents living in Grinnell and the surrounding areas, they also have a local mortgage expert right in Grinnell. Aaron Black has 17 years of mortgage experience and is ready to serve you from their office at 705 6th Avenue in downtown Grinnell. Contact Aaron at 236-1801 or online at uiccumortgage.com to get started with your purchase and refinance mortgage loan. UICCU is an equal housing lender.
Back on Right at Home.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yes, it's time to crunch some numbers.
Oh, that's right.
Do you have numbers?
Yeah, they're right here. I got the shuffle of numbers here.
Okay.
You would like to hear them? All right.
Me personally?
Probably not, right? I know. Who can say I could blame you? I mean, the numbers are fascinating? Question mark? They're interesting. We're tied for the lowest inventory ever that I've ever recorded. At 105 listings.
105?
Yeah, for the entire county and a significant chunk of eastern Jasper County. Yeah, 105 active listings. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Second week in a row, 105. And the average days on market climbed from 193 days to 198 days. And so those properties, the majority of them have been listed for quite some time, and they're aging as time goes by. So
because that's over, 6 months? 190.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's over 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are homes that did not largely sell over the course of last summer.
Hmm.
So, which is sad, right? And I would say that, they're obviously unappealing or not working, but that's not the case. I mean, the market's just not responding to them. And some of the solds, too, actually kind of reflected that. So this last week, we had two whole closings with an average days on market for those two closings of 242 days. And so, like I've said, those older properties on market that have been there for quite some time, they are selling, but they take quite some time to do it. So once you kind of get past a certain threshold of days on market, really kind of once you get past that 180, 190 day mark, and this is usually a pretty good sign of it, what that average days on market is for the total amount listed, it's going to take a while. And the longest I think I've ever had to have a property listed for to sell, I think it was about 5 years, and that sold this last year. So, it sold in December. So no, I mean that's just part of it. Not everything's for everybody, right? I'll get it back into this in a second. So one of the best things that somebody ever said to me in a listing appointment was, he's like, this was a really nice house that he wanted to list for an incredible amount of money. And he said, it only takes one person to drive by and write me that cash offer. And I said, I'm not interested in selling it to one person. I want this to compete. You know, I want other buyers to want this too. And I think that's actually in your best interest as well. And I always think of that, right? Which is like, you know, just waiting for that one person. And then when you get to a certain days on market, you kind of are waiting for that one person.
Yeah.
And but otherwise that's, you know, right back into that mass market appeal, which is, you know, hit that market conformity in whatever your properties are. Pendings, actually not too bad. Their pendings are still relatively consistent, which is unusual considering our inventory is consistently dropping. We had 6 last week to go pending and active, and 5 this week. So there's still some market movement out of that, which is interesting. You know, just to kind of see it's even that degree of a percent of our total amount listed is still happening, which is not bad at all. Our new listings also came up to 6. So no, it's like as we watch our closings, as we watch our pendings and our new listings, and then obviously our expireds. I mean, seeing those numbers are still relatively stable, but they're just stable and low. Our new active days on market averaged at about 150 days, and so out of those new listings, there have been some that have been listed prior that ended up coming back on. But our total amount listed, once again, I mean, 105 versus the same time 2018, 116, and same time 2017 at 139. 2016, we were at 169, and then all the way back to 2015 when life was crazy and we were in the 250s. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's like a
big.
I'm trying to figure the number. That's 60% drop.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that so? 60% dropped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Woo.
So no. We need some more inventory, folks. Certainly, this is our sales price ratio of list price at this time of the year. Generally tends to be pretty low. However, inventory is so low, there's really not a lot for your property to compete with, and that may work to your benefit. So, by all means, right now, I mean, you're considering selling your house in the next 2 to 3 months. I mean, unless you have to make some major changes to the property, there's probably not a really great time to wait. You might as well just jump into it because the market's so low, and you may actually end up with quite a few competing buyers.
And shovel your snow.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Is that like a Bob Barker thing?
I think so.
Okay.
No, that's not.
No.
Anyway.
All right.
That'll do it for this edition of Right at Home. We'll eventually have those numbers posted on the website.
Eventually,
yes.
Yeah, they'll happen.
Along with an archived version of this program. And we'll do it again, same bat time, same bat station next week.
Right.
This is Right at Home, brought to you by University of Iowa Community Credit Union, your community, your credit union. For Matt Cargelotti, I'm Tim Dill for 1410 KGRN.
To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no
snow.
Snow, snow, snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow,
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 snow.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster.